I'm Terry Saka, and this is Rigged Against You. Silver breaking out and bank troubles. This is going to be brief, but many of us have been waiting a long time for this to happen in silver. But if you knew, and which I won't get into today, but if you knew what was going on behind the scenes, if you knew what the Indians and the Russians and the Chinese were doing with commodities behind the scenes, you will know that the East is actually draining the vaults of the West. They're demanding the physical be delivered, not just the American COMEX, which barely has 2 weeks of real physical silver for delivery, and the London Bullion Market Exchange, which really runs the precious metals market for the world, or really in the West. They're draining them. And so instead of trading in the derivative market that the West has been manipulating and controlling, the East is actually taking the physical. They need the silver. It is becoming a strategic asset, especially for the Indians, because they are really getting into solar panels. And now with electric vehicles, Samsung coming up with a silver solid state battery. The demand for silver, not in investment-wise, but industrial, is unbelievable. But take a look at this. I'm going to go start with the banks, because I can't say enough about the status of the U.S. banking system. There is so much going on behind the scenes that many are just not aware of. This is why it seems quiet right now, but believe you, it's quiet, because there's an election coming and they know they're in trouble. And once that election is over, you're going to see some fireworks, because you can't stop it. But take a look at this. JP Morgan, Goldman, Citibank, and Bank of America hold a staggering $183.37 trillion in derivatives. Yet it's only backed by $8 trillion in assets. Now, a derivative is really kind of, it gets complicated, so I don't want to get into it too much. There's many derivative instruments where they have insurance on products. They, for instance, in the precious metals market, they're selling silver into the market they don't physically own. So it's fake, it's paper. But derivatives are actually worse than that. Derivatives covers a myriad in the financial system, but the fact they have $183 trillion in derivatives and yet only $8 trillion in assets, that ought to make your hair stand up if you really understood the financial system and how it's structured. The banks are in trouble, and it's backed up by the data. So here's the core stat on that. Take a look at that. I'll make this one bigger. This is the notional amount of derivative contracts held for trading. Now, what I just want you to focus on here is you'll see on the left there, the 1 through 5. That's JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citibank, Goldman, HSBC, which is basically China. Look at, and you notice China's not that big, right? Look at the red. The red are in the trillions. JP Morgan holds 79 trillion in derivatives. Bank of America holds 36 trillion. Goldman Sachs, 29 trillion. And the Chinese, only 2 trillion. Very interesting. But then if you go to the green in total assets, JP Morgan only has 1.7 trillion, and yet they have 79 trillion in derivatives. Bank of America only has 1.4 trillion, and you can see how it goes down. The bottom line is they have very little assets to back up. So here's where, now in the financial world, they say, oh, derivatives offset, it's not that big of a deal. But I'm telling you, this is where the system is rigged against we the people, and where there will be absolute calamity if it's not measured right, or if we go into a world war scenario, or if we have another major form of pandemic, whether it be a cyber, whether it be a bioweapon, something big comes down, those derivatives implode. The system is done. You cannot rescue 180 trillion with only 8 trillion in assets. And we couldn't squeeze that out of the American people in tax money, even if we wanted to. That's how big the banking problem is. Now, here is where the silver comes in. And this is fascinating. Take a look at this. Now, I'm going to say this a little bit. This is against the S&P. So the bottom line is the market system itself is literally 94% that the silver is going to outperform the S&P market. And take a look at how this looks. S&P versus S&P 500 versus silver. Now, this gets complicated, I know, but I just want you to look at one thing. First, go to the bottom. Now, the reason I show these is it's data that backs up what I'm saying. The bottom there is the what you would call the Ichimoku cloud. It doesn't go below there if you're in a bear market. And if you notice, every time this drops below that red line, where you see the red circle there on the bottom on the left, the market started correcting. Then we had the collapse in 2008, and we had a 92% drop over 12 years in the S&P value versus silver. So catch what I'm saying there. Now come over to the right on the bottom. You will see that this Ichimoku cloud is getting ready to cross over again and go up to the very top there with the small red circle. There is a bearish rising wedge, and that big red arrow, that's right, it is coming down. Now, what this really means is that the S&P's performance, and I say this loudly, over the next 12 to 18 months will not even come close to comparing to the explosive rise silver is going to have. Silver is in a position of a breakout. And so I'm asking the question, why are you holding the majority of your assets in stocks and bonds when you're faced with data this raw that shows silver will dramatically outperform? And I get people, they're just comfortable. They're comfortable with their advisors. They're comfortable in the system. They're kind of confused with change. You can't go against that chart. That chart is telling you over history, you saw exactly what it did. If you have $300,000 sitting in the stock market, you may be lucky to have $320,000 by the end of next year. Now, let's calculate probably around 12%, if not more, in inflation. You're not making a whole lot. Silver is going to dramatically outperform. That $300,000 can easily be $600,000. It's going to be one of the biggest financial mistakes you've ever made. And don't tell me it doesn't matter. You just want to protect your money. The bottom line is, why wouldn't you jump in when the matrix is this strong? And here's where it is with silver. This is fantastic. The stock market is nearing confirmation, as they're saying, of a 90 to 97% drop against silver. Silver is looking extremely bullish. Now, in this chart here, it's showing you the silver and the moving average. And what's interesting, and I'll leave you on this, the moving averages is where they manipulate. So the green line is where you have the whole 1 year moving average, and then the red is the 55 day. They normally try to crush the price through manipulation below the green line when they can. They cannot go back down there again. If they try, it'll be a few dollar pullback, but that's about it. The Indians are stepping in. If they even try to get down to the 55-day moving average, which is the red line there, if you look up the very top right here, you see where silver is breaking out. It is forming a cup formation and is on the verge of a breakout. Silver hasn't been here in a long time. You're going to see silver hit $50 pretty quick. I won't be surprised if we're at $50 by spring. That's a 40% return. You're not getting that in the stock market. So why in the short term wouldn't you be buying silver with those retirement holdings and parking it in a depository safe away from the collateralized stock market? Take the profits and reallocate, diversify back out after this changes. You can't fight the data. We are here. And here's where I'm more confident than ever. in the past, the United States and the West manipulated the silver market through derivatives. So they're selling silver they didn't own to keep the price suppressed. The problem is the East isn't having it. And right now, they're taking the metal out of the Western exchanges. So now they have no choice. We could get to a point where the COMEX, which is in the United States silver storage, could default. And if it does, it goes force majeure. They make everyone settle in cash. Why owning physical silver is paramount. There is a wealth transfer coming at an epic proportion. And so many people will sit back and go, I didn't know. I didn't want to make the change. They're comfortable. But you could take a $300,000 account and turn it into $1 million. And you're telling me that's not important? It's the timing in history. Obviously, we don't have a crystal ball, but this data is so real and so raw. And when you're faced with a banking system in that level of crisis, I'd be putting my money on silver outside the system where you're a lot safer than in the stock market. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.